With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. trade representatives meeting with their Chinese reps in Geneva, reaching a deal on tariffs. However, details will not be announced until tomorrow. In the meantime, though, the Chinese delegation did say both sides had agreed to, quote, establishing a consultation mechanism for further discussions on trade and economic issues. President Trump's approval remains in very positive territory. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
As we start a new week, 51% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. And according to the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday, that includes 37% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Trump is doing. The lowest approval rating for the president was 47% on April 29th. Since that time, he's been at 50% and now 51% as of May 9th. Bernie Bennett reporting.
On Capitol Hill, Senate Finance Committee Chairman Mike Crapo telling the Salem Radio Network he does not support the proposed tax increase on the wealthy.
You know, I'm focused in the Senate bill on pro-growth tax policies and permanence, particularly for the TCJA. And increasing those taxes does not fit that standard, in my opinion. So right now, I'm not excited about the proposal. If the president weighs in favor of it, then that's going to be a big factor that we have to take into consideration as well.
Saudi Arabia's state-owned oil giant Aramco posting first quarter profits of $26.1 billion. That is down 4.6% from the prior year. Aramco, formerly known as the Saudi Arabian Oil Company, had revenues of $108 billion over the quarter. Bus accident in Sri Lanka claiming the lives of 21 people. 35 have been injured. This is SRN News. AI is gradually being embraced by Christians.
According to the State of the Church Tech 2025 report, more and more congregations are beginning to use artificial intelligence in their day-to-day operations. But very few pastors are letting that technology anywhere near their sermons. The use of AI by churches has gone up 80% across all ministries. The bulk of the work that AI is doing for congregations concerns communications, making social media posts, and generating emails. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Civil war in Sudan, just passing the two-year anniversary, both sides accused of destroying churches and abusing Christians. More than 160 houses of worship have been destroyed since the war began. And in some cases, members of the clergy have been targeted for assassination. Christians make up only about 5% of the population in mostly Muslim Sudan. This is SRN News. Well, the Vice President of the United States is speaking out. J.D. Vance says, make no mistake about it, if universities and colleges all around the country discriminate, they should lose their tax-exempt status.
Whether you're discriminating against somebody because they're Jewish or because they're black or because they're white, which does happen in academia, you should not receive federal funding. And the way that I put it is actually quite simple. If you're violating the Civil Rights Act, then you're not going to receive federal funding, and you're not going to receive a federal subsidy via tax exemption.
And he says the Trump administration will protect everyone.
Obviously, we want to protect Jewish students on campus. We want to protect everybody on campus to be able to speak their mind, to be able to participate in public spaces, to be able to go to the library without crazy people in veils trying to destroy the library, to destroy the public space.
More details at srnnews.com.